This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, April 7th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Paonia Public Library was broken into on Friday night, April 4th. If you have any information about the break-in, please contact the Paonia Police Department. A reward is being offered. Some parts of Colorado are recovering faster from the recession than others. A new study by the Department of Local Affairs found that the Front Range is growing much faster than the rest of the state. 19 out of every 20 jobs created in Colorado between April 2012 and 2013 were in just 10 counties, Weld, Larimer, El Paso, and the 7-county Denver metro area. The Western Slope, including much of KVNF's listening area, experienced job losses during that time. The report examined a number of these regional disparities. It found that the economy of tourism-based dependent counties in Central Mountains is more closely tied to the national economy than elsewhere in the state. Until the U.S. economy grows further, tourism-dependent counties will lag behind other parts of Colorado. Western Slope counties that depend on coal and natural gas extraction have been slow to recover due to lower prices and reduced demand. By contrast, oil production regions like Weld County are booming thanks to high oil prices. Diversity helps too. Places that are dependent on a few industries like energy or tourism are taking longer to recover than large metro areas with diverse economies. The Department of Local Affairs also reports that Colorado is the fourth fastest growing state in the country. Much of the growth is due to in-migration rather than babies being born. The Denver metro area experienced the most growth. Many counties in the mountains of southern Colorado and on the eastern plains lost population. California's 38 million residents need energy. And since they don't want it from coal plants, communities in the West are trying to seize an opportunity to send their renewable energy California's way. In this episode of Sounds of the High Country, KDNK's Eric Scalak spoke to Judith Lewis Murnett, who wrote about California's energy needs and the West's renewable energy network in the most recent High Country News. As Murnett writes, the situation might mean economic development for small towns with big renewable energy resources.
The Moapa Reservation in Nevada is a small rural town that's had a troubling history with its neighbor, the coal-fired Reed Gardner Generating Station. Residents have been getting sick from pollution emitted by the almost 600-megawatt plant for nearly half a century. And an early pledge to hire locals fell through, meaning Moapa doesn't really benefit from having the plant right next door. But thanks to California's massive energy needs and laws that limit the amount of energy that can come from non-renewable energy sources, places like Moapa Reservation are considering becoming a so-called energy colony for California. California's recent energy woes started in the early 2000s, and back then, a bunch of coal plants were planned for Nevada and elsewhere to supply California with the energy it needed. But by the mid-2000s, they all dropped away, in part because of California's changing regulatory landscape when it comes to energy sources. Judith Lewis Murnett is a contributing editor to the High Country News.
The big one really was AB 32, the Global Warming Solutions Law, in 2006. Those were really having a ripple effect across the West in terms of the energy markets because there were so many states and so many power plants that had been supplying electricity to California that California wasn't willing to produce on its own, which was, you know, coal-burning electricity. So California's air laws are just so strict that you can't really do it economically in California. So these communities had really grown up around providing electricity to California. And now that California's laws were saying we're not going to be using coal-fired electricity anymore in-state or out-of-state, what did that mean for these communities?
In Moapa and places like it, coal energy producers were threatened. But many of the same places are also rich in renewable energy sources, be they solar, geothermal, or something else. And since there's a mandated need for renewable energy in California, Nevada, described as the Saudi Arabia of renewable energy by some, is poised to provide it. Moapa's coal plant is starting the retirement process this year, and coincidentally, the Moapa Reservation is also building a lot of solar. The reservation is well suited to generate solar electricity, since low mountain ranges on two sides protect it from wind and rain. According to Murnit, the public utility in northern and southern Utah, NV Energy, like other energy entities in Nevada, is considering joining California's System Operator Grid, which manages the high-voltage, long-distance power lines that make up most of California's power grid.
And that's a real sign that these communities in Nevada are hitching their wagons to California's desire for renewable energy, which is mandated by state law.
But even if places like Moapa build the infrastructure needed to harness their renewable energy sources, there are roadblocks. A major one is the transmission system, the power lines to get that energy to California.
You know, the lines that come out of Nevada into California right now are pretty loaded up, and everyone knows that. So there are, you know, there are a lot of people working on transmission. There are a lot of different lines being proposed. The one I talk about in the story is the one that Tom Husted, who's with Valley Electric Association, is very animated about, which is the Nevada West Connect.
And perhaps an even bigger roadblock is whether California even wants it, since their utilities are on track to meet the state's renewable energy goals by the set deadline.
I talked to someone at the Public Utilities Commission. He basically said, you know, I'm not saying there's not a way to do it. I just don't see how they're going to do it. And if someone at the California Public Utilities Commission is saying that, their big dreams are kind of in peril, I would say. I don't know that it's a sure bet that California really has the appetite for all the renewable electrons that these Nevada communities, that the developers they're welcoming in are planning on providing to the grid.
If it does all work out, it could mean good things for Moapa's community.
The solar plants, those developers and utilities will be paying lease fees. So they will be leasing that land from the Moapa Reservation, which is a pretty steady stream of revenue for them. And, you know, because they're being built on the reservation lands, they'll also be employing people from the reservation.
California's energy colonies could reach beyond just Nevada. Big players like Anschutz Corporation in Wyoming are getting involved, as well as Intermountain Power Project in Utah. And communities are getting involved too, like Gila Bend, Arizona, who are trying to develop more transmission lines so they too can get their solar resources onto the California grid.
So I think there's a lot of places around the West that are looking at it.
For KDNK News, I'm Eric Scalak.
You can find more Sounds of the High Country at kdnk.org or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. The current issue of High Country News, along with the chance to subscribe to the magazine, is at hcn.org.
Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.